Did we inherit this through our dad? It used to be our grandmother's farm. Uh-huh. And we was born and raised right across the road. On that farm over there, which was called that the Mr. Roy Boyd owns it now, but it was Robinson at the time. My daddy used to rent from that highway back to this highway here. Used to have sharecroppers.
Alright.
And we moved up in, 13, so we lived there 12 years, and my daddy became ill. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother passed, and we moved back here in 1930. Mm-hmm. And my daddy passed in 30, in April. And so I married in December in 30. And then I moved away. My mother and Bill lived at the home, still lived at the home place. Son, he was married and lived in the bottom in 13. And so I lived there about 30 some years. And when my husband passed, we had been married about 20 years, first husband. We opened the phone up there concerning a near cotton lake. Cole had a slough that we owned that farm. Had a slough come across there through the farm because a whole pen slough. So kind of lake joined it. And I lived there up there 30 some years before I moved away.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And after I moved away, I married again and then I moved to 1999. And then I stayed there until my husband passed and then I bought this house and moved here. Mm-hmm. So I moved here in 1969. I've been here since 1969. My husband passed in 68, and November in 68, 13 in November. And I moved in here the 13th of March of 1969. And this used to be a real subdivision around here. People's just children and stones and beer and things used to be around when I was a kid. And just a real good settlement. And that church down there, that's a small church down there. The stone wrecked and it tore down really small. On a Sunday, you could hardly get seated because we had a large attendance. Mm. And this used to be a real thick community. And we had, school, a lodge, and it was just down around that church that at least it's tended about as far as the field worked there now. But we had a lodge there, and they had a school. And it was just a nice settlement. Children from in there came to the school. At that time, they didn't have schools like they have now. Children would walk 4 and 5 miles to come to school. At just one school down there at Rialto, and one were here. And that was about then, and the other one was up in the bottom. Was about, all the schools about 5 or 6 miles apart, something like that, 4 and 5 miles. And I have known the children to walk to school. And now I hear this time that children go to school on the bus and they particular about going, some of them. So I think children have a good opportunity now. Most so than they did when we was coming in. When we was growing up, we had to work part-time then go to school. But children don't have that to do no more.
That's true.
They can go to school. They can get 9 months of school and they have to get 90 of them, be glad for school out. And then when we were in train time, we had to stop and chop cotton, pick peas and things like that. Children don't have that to do now. I think that we have blessed God, have blessed us so much until I think we have a lot to be thankful for.
That's true.
But a heap of people don't realize God done blessed us, we got a bone we ever had, and we're still crying. So I think we should turn around and